This is Senator Al Simpson. Mike Dukakis has a policy that would only make drought conditions ever worse in this country. How can Ted Kennedy possibly defend that? We'll face off in a moment. Well, Ted, with this searing drought ravaging farms and ranches across the country, it's time to look at the water policies of your old liberal pal Mike Dukakis. He has stated, on the record, that the federal government has a right to all the water on public lands. If that idea were to prevail, it would make a mockery of more than 100 years of water law in the West. Current law is based on the sound principle that land ownership has little to do with the owning of precious and essential water rights. It's often who got there first and who exercised stewardship over the land. Without a sensible federal water policy, the western states would have literally dried up and blown away long ago. Dukakis's view is really awful and indefensible, Ted. Any advice for him?
Al, water may be on your mind, but you've obviously got water on the brain too, and it's causing a drought in your intelligence. Governor Dukakis said no such thing. He has no intention of upsetting western water law. He recognizes as well as you do, Al, that water issues are extremely important and extremely sensitive. If you really want to pick a fight on this issue, Al, tap Vice President Bush on the shoulder. The Secretary of the Interior in the Reagan administration has actually issued a full-dress legal opinion specifically claiming federal water rights on public lands. Talk about water, Al. You've got a fire to put out in your own Republican backyard. Or is this an issue where Vice President Bush puts daylight between himself and the president? Republicans are living in a glass house on western water, Al, so don't throw stones at Governor Dukakis. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the right of workers to fair notice before plants are closed and jobs are lost. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.